This is the House Fisheries Committee, and it will come to order at 10:03 a.m. in room 120. Today is February 23rd, 2017. Please turn your cell phones on mute or turn them off, please, and welcome to everyone. Members present are Representative Eastman, Representative Fansler, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Chenault, and myself, Chair Stutes. Let the record reflect, we do have a quorum to conduct business. We're joined also by Kelly Burnett from House Records, Somers Cole from the LIO, and, of course, my Fisheries Committee aide, Reed Harris. Thank you, Reed. We're also being joined by Representative Tarr. Please note at 11 a.m. we'll gavel out and begin the Department of Fish and Game House Finance Subcommittee. That meeting will be chaired by none other than our own Representative Ortiz. Does the sponsor have any... Oh, excuse me. Today we're bringing back House Bill 56, Commercial Fishing Loans. If you have any comments from the sponsors, please put yourself on the record.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, my name is Representative Dan Ortiz. I am the district representative from House District 36, and it's an honor for me to be here this morning to present to you again House Bill 56, which is a revolving loan fund bill. And what this bill does, just for your recollection, to remind this body, it raises the amount that a particular fisherman can borrow from the revolving loan fund from $300,000, which was an amount established back in 1982, to $400,000. This is just a small step. I see this bill as just a small step in helping create avenues, particularly for our younger fishermen, to perhaps gain access to the fishing industry and perhaps one day own their own business. And to be the captain rather than perhaps a crew member. So that kind of thing. We've heard a lot over the last couple of years about the issue of the graying of the fleet, and while this bill certainly won't remedy that issue, it might help alleviate that issue a bit by allowing particularly young people to access resources to perhaps buy a permit, perhaps buy a new boat, perhaps improve a boat that they bought that needed some repair, those kinds of things. So, again, remind you that this program is self-sustaining. There is no capital expenditure on the part of the state itself. There's no funds going into this program right now. And and they have a good, the program has got a great record of repayment. Their books are solid in terms of the sustainability of the program. So all in all, I see this as a win-win bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through the chair, previously when there was testimony, there were some questions about whether or not there were very many people who were reaching that cap or approaching the $300,000 limit. Did we get any other information since that? And my question really just goes to why 3,000 to 400, why 300,000 to 400,000, you know, why not a higher amount? But those are, I guess, two questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Eastman, for your question. I think the first part of your question could be better answered by the administrators of the fund itself. They could give you a better answer to that particular question. But why... To answer your second part of your question, why just a $100,000 increase as opposed to a greater increase? I certainly heard, Representative Eastman, the desire from some of the constituents that loan amount be increased. However, I am at this time putting forward this particular amount because I understand that there are other factors out there. There's the commercial loan interests, the private banking interests that are also part of the process in many cases in terms of providing an opportunity for fishermen to get a loan, et cetera. And I wouldn't want to, there to be this perception that there's all of a sudden this sudden increase in competition from the state, from a state-operated program. I had some conversations with, you know, the private commercial interests on this particular bill, and they reflected to me that they're not in opposition to this particular amount. However, they might be if it was raised. So does that answer your question?
Thank you very much so. Appreciate
Thank you, Representative Eastman. I'd like to acknowledge Representative Newman has joined us. And and also we have Ms. Brittany Sione Haywood here from the DCCED, and she's here to answer questions, and maybe she could answer the first portion of your question, Representative Eastman. So, Ms. Haywood, if you'd come forward, state your name and your affiliation for the record, please.
Good morning. My name is Brittany Choney Haywood. I'm the Director for the Division of Economic Development in the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. I believe that we did submit a response to some of the questions. Give me just a moment to find that sheet. As far as the information on the people that are at the cap at the 400,000, currently we do not have anyone that is at the $400,000 in outstanding principal. There are currently 16 borrowers that are at 300,000. So hopefully that answers that in outstanding principal. Was there one on the higher amount? Was that
the 400,000 is the higher amount.
Okay.
So I think that Representative Eastman.
Follow up through the chair. Now, currently, so there's 16. Can you speak to historically, and I would assume over time that 300,000 might, you know, reduce. But, you know, of the people who are applying for the loan, how many of them are coming in right at that 300,000 mark?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, I would have to probably do a bit more research on that. Typically, I think that we're under the at least the $400,000 mark because we don't have anyone that's really coming in. Typically, what happens is they would come in for potentially an initial loan on a permit or maybe a vessel, and then get another loan down the line for gear or maybe some sort of modification to the vessel.
Thank you. Follow-up, Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit confused. Now, are you saying there are some instances where you could have someone who is carrying an amount greater than 300,000? And I was under the impression that that was the absolute cap that somebody could go to.
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, the absolute cap is 400,000.
Thank you.
Representative Chenault.
Now I am confused.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, if this bill raises the cap from 300 to 400,000, then how are we at, or how are any of the loans at 400,000 now?
I had that same question, Representative Chenault. This bill takes the cap from 300,000 to 400,000. Am I correct, Representative Ortiz? We're hoping you're making a mistake.
So, if I could have 1 second, please.
Sure. Brief at ease. Thank you.
Okay.
Proceed.
Madam Chair, so the entire commercial fisheries program, the max is 400,000. What is being addressed here is that within that commercial fishing loan program, there are numerous sections. And so the 300,000 to 400,000 on section A is a change. And then the section B would go from 100,000 to 200,000 and so forth.
What does Section A apply to?
Sure. Section A applies to permit purchases, engine fuel efficiency, and product quality improvement.
Specifically?
specifically.
And Section B?
Section B is for permit purchase, vessel upgrade, gear purchase, engine fuel efficiency, and product quality improvement. Section B does require letters of denial from a recognized private lending institution.
Thank you. Are there further questions from this committee? Seeing none, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Haywood. I will now open public testimony. And we have Commissioner Ben Brown here from the CFEC.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, members of the Special Committee on Fisheries. I'm here on behalf of the Commission, Commission Chairman Twomley and myself. You know, we've watched since I've been a member of the Commission other legislative efforts like this in prior legislatures, and we've really kind of taken a passive role. But given the dialogue that's been occurring lately about the graying of the fleet, the crucial importance of commercial fishing to Alaska's economy, specifically coastal communities, we didn't feel it was appropriate to remain as passive, and we wanted to come and put the Commercial Fisheries Energy Commission on record in support of Representative Ortiz's legislation. This is just one more tool in the toolkit that exists for policymakers and Alaskans to be able to ensure that there's a robust commercial fishing industry in Alaska. And the permits, obviously, that are one of the things that can be purchased and financed with these loans under the Commercial Fishing Revolving Loan Fund are issued, and the transfer of those permits is overseen by the Commercial Fisheries Industry Commission. So very briefly, we think this is a good piece of legislation. We've always been very impressed by the diligent hard work of the staff of the Commercial Fishing Revolving Loan Fund. Jim Anderson specifically is just a really great public servant. He's very, very interested in the beneficial outcomes that I think everyone in this room agrees we all want to see happen, which is more young Alaskans entering the commercial fishing fleet. So just briefly, the CFEC supports this legislation, and again, it's just one more tool in the toolkit to help achieve an outcome I think we can all agree on.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. Are there questions for Commissioner Brown? Representative Christ-Tompkins.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and maybe more comment. I just want to applaud Commissioner Brown and the Commission for being proactive and thoughtful in addressing a huge problem in coastal Alaska and identifying solutions to that problem. And this is clearly a solution that I think is very likely to work. And so I was just very appreciative for the testimony and the Commission's position.
Thank you. Any other questions for Representative Chenault?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's not for Ben, but by allowing this to go to 400,000, does that not raise the other limit to a higher number than 400,000 for total loans through either A, B, C, or D?
Madam Chair, I'll step away and let someone with more expertise answer Representative Chenault's question.
Thank you, Commissioner. Ms. Haywood, if you'd step back up and identify yourself for the record.
So, Brittany Choney Haywood, Director of the Division of Economic Development. Through the Chair, Representative Chenault, no, my understanding is that the $400,000 cap stays, and that at this point in time, that has not been changed. So within the entire commercial fishing loan, a person could have up to $400,000 in principal loans with us. But after they reach that cap, then we would no longer be able to loan them a higher amount.
And that is inclusive of A, B, and C?
All of them.
Thank you. Representative Fansler.
Through the Chair, Madam Chair, and to maybe address Representative Chenault's question and put my mind at ease as well, it looks like what we have is a $2 million cap over everything as defined there on line 14. 1314 of page one of our bill.
Madam Chair, through the Chair, Representative Fansler, the $2 million is in reference to the CQE program.
Oh, okay. That's just dealing with...
Okay. The community quota entities, but not an individual fisherman.
So we don't need... So what you're saying, though, is we don't need to raise the total amount anywhere. Just by raising one in A, we're going to be okay for A and C.
Through the Chair, Representative Fansler, yes, we believe that the $400,000 limit is currently adequate at this point. We have been operating under that limit for some time now. In the past, there have been higher amounts, but that we have been functioning as a division with the current $400,000 limit.
Thank you. Further questions? Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I go back to the confusion that we currently have a $300,000 limit, and even though we have A, B, and C, we've allowed that limit to go up to 400, and you call it $400,000 is the limit for total loan amount. So now we're raising this part to have a $400,000 cap, and I'm just curious then, is not any of the others under A, B, or C, is that not going to allow you to loan more than the $400,000 that this cap is supposed to provide? Because we're currently doing it, the way I'm understanding it, we're currently doing it under the current system we have. We're allowing people to go up to $400,000. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Chenault, yes, that is correct. The current cap is for all loans under the Commercial Fishing Revolving Loan Fund is $400,000. I believe what this provides is a bit more flexibility within certain sections of the loan fund. And so instead of being capped at $100,000 for a Section B vessel loan, it would go to $200,000. But the overall limit still remains at $400,000. So if you get a $100,000 or $200,000 loan now for a vessel, that's $200,000 of your $400,000, which means you're only going to have $200,000 remaining for other things such as a permit or maybe a fuel efficiency upgrade or some other type of loan.
So, Madam Chairman, just as a
follow-up.
So we won't expect to see any commercial loans through these programs, either A, B, or C, that will exceed $400,000.
Madam Chair, Representative Chenault through the chair, yes, that is correct. We are still capped at $400,000 overall for the entire commercial fishing revolving loan fund to an individual.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Haywood. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to testify? Seeing no one and having no one online, I will close public testimony. Are there any further comments from anyone regarding this bill? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to move House Bill 56 from this committee. Representative Fansler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that we report House Bill 56 30-LS0296D from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Seeing and hearing no objections from this committee, House Bill 56 will move from this committee. I thank you. And there is no further business to come before this committee. We will adjourn at 10:25, and please return by 11 o'clock for our subcommittee meeting for the Department of Fish and Game with Representative Ortiz. Thank you.